Hello, I'm Charles Covis, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Covis Show, whether you're watching on YouTube, on Rumble, or listening via podcast. Today's episode is inspired by my interview of Dr. Ben Sesser, psychiatrist and psychedelic drugs expert from Bristol, UK, on TNT Radio on 20 October, where I have my weekly show. You can listen to a replay of that interview at tntradio.live. Just click on episodes. The key message to be excited about is that you don't have to be stuck with shitty or negative or debilitating or suicidal or anxious thoughts. You don't have to be stuck with such thoughts for years on end like many people do. Psychedelic drugs are proving to be a real game changer in therapeutic environments with psychotherapy support. Mind Medicine Australia has driven Australia to be the world leader in removing regulatory hurdles. This episode and the replay of the interview with Dr. Ben Sesser could be a game changer that helps you or anyone you care about eliminate the shitty thoughts that have blocked progress for years. Our format for the show is that I explore today's big idea. I share 6 resources for you to help implement the big idea for the day. I review some key happenings over the past week. And then for newer viewers or listeners, I cover the foundational principles for the show and more details about my background at the end of the show, so regular viewers don't have to wait for me to go through that. So let's get with today's big idea. So today's big idea arises from my interview on the 20th of October with Dr. Ben Sesser, psychiatrist and psychedelic drugs expert from Bristol, UK, who has been brought to Australia by Mind Medicine Australia. To find out more about Mind Medicine Australia, go to its website, mindmedicineaustralia.org. Ben Sesser has for years been treating people with psychedelic drugs in association with psychotherapy. And these psychedelic drugs include psilocybin or psilocybin, MDMA, LSD, ketamine, and medicinal cannabis. There are many thinking disorders, mental disorders, that lead to repetitive, stuck, shitty thoughts, anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder, suicidal tendencies, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, eating disorders, anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, substance abuse, I'm not good enough shitty thoughts. Ben shared a wonderful metaphor of what it's like to be stuck with these shitty thoughts. It's like skiing down a mountain and always being stuck with the grooves from previous skiers. You can't get out of these grooves. You're skiing down this mountain in the same way. And he said, using psychedelics in association with psychotherapy is like a brand new, beautiful fall of powder snow that absolutely covers all of the trails. And suddenly you have a virgin mountain where you can ski wherever you like. You are not stuck in the same old pathways. I think that's a wonderful metaphor. He shared in the interview 2 amazing case studies of his patients who for years had been stuck in particular problems. Have a listen to that replay and it will just get you excited about what's possible, maybe perhaps for you, but perhaps for those you care about, for those you love, who are stuck, who take pharmaceutical drugs. They've been taking the pharmaceutical drugs, as Ben, as a psychiatrist who's prescribed them over the years, says these pharmaceutical drugs treat the symptoms, but they don't deal with the underlying causes. And he talks about the underlying causes of the traumas that we suffer as a child. Now, I was lucky, Julie was lucky, we had wonderful families. The trauma that I had is so minimal compared to the trauma that many people have had to go through. Imagine the trauma of the people living in the, you know, in Israel, Palestinians' trauma. And that trauma then creates mental processes that then drive these shitty repetitive thoughts. Our compassion to those with trauma is certainly needed, and understanding that now with psychedelics, experts and Mind Medicine Australia are clearly showing that amazing results can be had. Just like the results that I get, no, that was a bit playful, by having coffee. But I like being playful, you know that. I never want to be taking this too seriously. It's you know, the God, the universe, whatever you believe in, gives us the way that our brains work, our minds work. And so you go, hey, there's a benefit in how this works. And the mystery of why we were made in this way is a wonderful mystery, well worthy of your contemplation. Anyway, back to the show. Ben shared with us that Australia is now the world leader in the legalization of psychedelic drugs, particularly MDMA and psilocybin, but also medicinal cannabis is legal in Australia. That came about because of the great work by Mind Medicine Australia over the last 4.5 years. It's been a big, big exercise. And Ben says the UK is still stuck in those psychedelic drugs being banned. When they come from natural substances, it's like God has given us a planet with all these wonderful plants that can help us deal with these shitty thoughts, but then governments stop us using them, quote, for our safety, end quote. I question the intent of government, I must say, as you well know, dear viewers and listeners who have heard me speak on many occasions. Ben Sessa is in Australia because he's running a series of workshops, of classes, and in the week of November the 13th, from the Monday the 13th to Friday the 17th, he is running public presentations as well as workshops for health professionals, and you can find out details of those locations and times at the Mind Medicine Australia website if you click on events. I suggest you share this good news with those you care about, your friends, your family. They don't need to be stuck for years with pharmaceutical drugs that only treat symptoms. There are now legal, wonderful solutions to help people get unstuck from the repetitive pattern of unhelpful, negative, shitty thoughts. It's nice that Australia is a leader in any field, and it's also nice that friends of mine are behind the establishment of Mind Medicine Australia. That's Peter Hunt and Tanya de Jong. So, some resources to help you feel about, to think about what you might do about these shitty thoughts. The song, I just love it because it came about in my teens. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Many people said that the LSD of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds related to LSD. I thought it did at the time. You know, there was all of the debate around LSD in the 60s. So just a song to remind you of the wonderful work of the Beatles and the risks that they took in exploring new ways of thinking. The recommended book today is by Dr. Ben Sessa, The Psychedelic Renaissance. My spiritual tip: freedom is a spiritual element of your life. And there are many freedom groups around the world fighting for your freedom. And my spiritual tip is for you to contemplate how you can give time, energy, or money to these freedom groups. You might be inspired by what they do. So you don't want to be on the streets demonstrating, but you might have some financial resources to help them. And the spiritual element is that you're fighting for human freedom rather than government control. If you think freedom is important, then I invite you to contemplate what you are actually doing to help the fight for freedom, because we are in a fight for our lives. My health tip. I've said this before, and sometimes I go, I don't want to repeat things I've said before, but of course, each one of us listens to this show at different times, and you don't look at all of the shows, so you miss earlier tips. My tip this time, based on a conversation I had with one of my friends, is to put all of your health records, your physical health records, that you might have reports, physical reports, I mean, as on paper, put them all into one folder. Print out the stuff from your computer that might have blood test results. Get your whole medical history into one folder so it becomes very convenient. When I ask a question, show me your blood test results, and you haven't got them, it takes you ages to find them. Have them in one place. I do. Julie does. I recommend it, and have a separate folder for each of your children and also for your parents. And I urge you to do the same thing for your parents, to find out what drugs they're on, if they are on pharmaceutical drugs, because many times you speak to older people and say, what drugs are you on? They don't know. Think about being aware of what's being pumped into bodies. My quote today is from Terence McKenna. I've recommended his books in the past. He's quite an expert on psychedelic drugs, healing plants, therapeutic plants. He said this: psychedelics are illegal not because a loving government is concerned that you may jump out of a third-story window. Psychedelics are illegal because they dissolve opinion structures and culturally laid down models of behavior and information processing. They open you up to the possibility that everything you know is wrong. How about that for a possibility? Governments don't like you being liberated from your patterns of behavior. And a couple of spots of humor. These made me chuckle. That's my test for humor, you know. Why can't you hear a psychiatrist go to the bathroom? Because the P is silent. And Julie will like this. For those of you who know Julie, you'll know the type, you'll know why. Guy's been doing his PhD thesis on mental health and well-being of little people. After 4 long years of research and study, he concludes, 6 out of 7 dwarves are not happy. Ah, that made me chuckle. So, you know I've got a weird sense of humour. No, I've got a great sense of humour. So, consider how you might use these 6 resources to implement the ideas I'm sharing with you today about breaking free of shitty thoughts. This could make a beneficial difference to your life, to the lives of those around you, as you travel down the road of ever-increasing self-awareness and the ever-increasing ability for you to pursue your passion. My aim for the show is to provoke you, inspire you, motivate you to live life on your terms, to be free to live your life on terms and not be stuck and limited by other people's views. I invite you to subscribe to this YouTube Rumble channel or to the podcast. Share it with your family, friends, work colleagues if you think it's worthwhile. Visit my websites, covest.com, charlescovest.com. Find out about the self-awareness and passion quest, and also corporate programs and public programs that I run. My books, Passionate People Produce, Passionate Performance, are available on both of those websites. Now let's review some key happenings over the past week. I've declared a desire to track the actions and behaviors of dictator Dan Andrews. I declare it again. I will be declaring it each time. He's in America at the moment. I invite you to send me details of any sightings of this corrupt man who is the worst premier, was the worst premier in Victoria's history, who has made a huge negative impact on this state. I want this man to pay the price for the harm that he has caused to Victoria, to Australia. If you find out any information about what he's doing, please let me know. The voice referendum in Australia failed. I'm delighted that it did on a vote of 61% no. I was always opposed to inserting discrimination on racial grounds, or indeed any grounds, into our constitution. The fraud that was attempted to be perpetrated on humanity, on Australians, under the guise of caring about Australian Aborigines, was indeed a fraud. And I spent a lot of time studying it. So I also read the commentary by those who are supporting the yes, and including the quotes of judges who came out and say, this is a good thing to do. Nonsense, I say. And I got my law degree over 50 years ago, so I've had a little bit of experience on legal matters. The judges were publishing full-page ads, talking literally crap about these words. And these are judges, about how important this change to the Constitution will be. I'm delighted to note that boosters in the USA for that you-know-what alleged disease are being taken up at less than 2% of the population. There's a lot of people awake who know the fraud that's been perpetrated on us. In the situation in the Middle East of Israel, Hamas, it's important to be understanding that there's a PSYOP going on. The full information we are not aware of. I have information from alternative sources. I feel for the Jewish and people and Palestinian people who, from people I know who live in Israel, who have lived in Israel, who work in Israel, the Jews and the Palestinians on the ground get along well together. It's the political games, the political warmongering that is happening here. Pay attention. Don't just listen to the mainstream media. On the question of excess deaths in Australia and the UK, AMPS, the Australian Medical Professionals Society, ran a major event in Canberra on the 18th of October to inform politicians about the levels, the outrageously high levels of excess deaths, and the unwillingness of the Australian government to explore the reason for those excess deaths. I know what they are. Many people do know what they are. Politicians are ignoring it. They will be held to account. The similar thing is happening in the UK, where Andrew Bridgen, a member of parliament, made an important statement on Friday, the 20th of October, in the House of Commons. There were very few people listening. They all left because they didn't want to be hearing the message on excess deaths in the UK. Thousands and thousands of people in Australia, UK, all around the world, way, way over predicted numbers. I moderated a meeting during the week with Professor Angus Dalgleish, an extraordinarily highly ranked, rated, experienced medical doctor with three professorships in three different fields, and he said the fraud and the criminality that's been imposed on humanity from what's happened over the last 3.5 years is obvious. So if you want to understand from an unquestioned expert, if you're doubtful as to what I say about it, check out what Professor Angus Dalgleish says. You can follow him on John Campbell, an interview with him, and you can also check that out on my Rumble channel. And lastly, so a piece of good news, on the day that I'm recording this, the President of Hungary, Katalin Novak, is in Melbourne, so I will be seeing her shortly. It's a great privilege to be for Australia to have the President of Hungary here. I haven't seen anything in the mainstream media about it, but I will be attending an event with her. So, if you're new to the show, stick around for the last part where I deal with the foundational principles of this show and some more background about me. Again, thanks for watching or listening. And until our next show, may your week be full of passion, full of challenge, full of ever-increasing self-awareness so that you live life on your terms on an ever-increasing basis. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye. And now, for viewers and listeners who want to know more about my background and what else I do with my life, as well as the foundational principles of the show, here we are. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, a career that I love, to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have inspired and provoked and educated and motivated people all over the world to discover and pursue their passion. I have helped people via the books that I've written, via speeches at conferences, via in-depth team building programs, workshops over 1, 2, or 3 days, or over 3 months, 6 months. And I've coached people of all ages, one-on-one, from small, medium, and large enterprises, government enterprises, helping them to identify the often tiny changes that can make a massive difference. One of my core principles is that freedom is what makes us truly human. That's why one of the greatest threats that government imposes on you to force you to observe its laws is the threat of imprisonment, the loss of your freedom. Just think about that. Government says, if you don't behave yourself, we're going to put you in jail. No, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to lose my freedom. That's a reminder to you of why freedom is so important. Without freedom, you and I are not much different to animals. If you were locked up in a cage for the rest of your life, how different would you be to an animal? This commitment to fighting for freedoms for all people is carried out by me primarily through 5 channels. Number 1, preserving the freedom to pursue your passion. Number 2, inspiring you to be able to be free through excellent health. Number 3, helping preserve freedom throughout the world through the expansion of industrial hemp, a magnificent agricultural crop, an almost miraculous crop that enables every community to thrive independently of government. In this way, the power of government to take away freedom is minimized. Number 4, fighting for freedom through legal strategies. So I do work as a legal strategy consultant, as an interface between clients and their lawyers. And number 5, as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy and as a board member of the Australian Cartoon Museum, fighting for the freedom of thought and speech through uncensored comedy and humour, through avoiding political correctness in the comedic space. When you block freedom of speech, freedom of thought, that's the beginning of the end of your freedoms. The foundational principles for the Charles Covess Show are founded on the formula SA plus P equals S. Your self-awareness added to your passion will guarantee that you are successful. And the best definition of success I have found in life is that success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideals. The progressive realization of your worthy ideals. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle and quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." You can see I'm wearing my red jacket. I wear my red jacket for all my shows. Red is the color of passion, so that when you see me on the YouTube version, it reminds you that when you see red in your life, you ask yourself the question, am I pursuing my passion? What am I passionate about? Am I still passionate about that? What might I newly be passionate about? Each week I explore one big idea that can change your life. And it's just one big idea because there's a chance you will remember. If I give you too many ideas, then we get confused and we don't do anything. Clarity leads to power. Confusion kills passion. Each week I share simple and practical resources that you've heard me describe in the earlier part of the show. A spiritual tip, a health tip, lyrics of a song, a book, a quote, and of course humour. This show is not politically correct. I have no intention of being politically correct. And I love certain addictions, including my addiction to great coffee. My addiction to exercise, my addiction to reading, and my addiction to certain other unmentionable in public type behaviours. Who would know what they are? This show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. So if you don't like discussion of spirituality, this show is not for you. I promise you that I don't include anything in this show that I don't consider to be true and that I have not found to be useful in the work that I've done over the past 28 years, but also over the past 50 years in business, as a lawyer, as a consultant advisor. I only want to share stuff with you that is of value to you. Finally, if you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to contact me at charles@covest.com. Again, thanks for watching and listening to my show. Bye.